Brother David, that very encouraging. I love how he opened tonight with God speaking over us that your faith is growing exceedingly. And that your love towards each other abounds. This is almost like God prophesying to the bones. I don't know if you've noticed that sometimes the things that God says about you, that the obvious, practical, everyday things that we, the behavior is a contradiction. Have you noticed that? And you think about Abraham, who started out as Abram from his birth. He was called a father from the start. And yet 25 years after the promise was fulfilled, he became the father that he'd been prophesied about. But every time somebody called his name, Sarah would say, Abraham. His life was a contradiction to what God was speaking over him. Think about Gideon tonight. Thou mighty man of valor. While he was shaken in his boots, threshing out behind the threshing floor, hiding, trying to thresh out a handful of grain. And what has God spoken over you? And what have been the contradictions that have made you doubt? And what is the trying of your faith if it's not to, you know, faith that is seen is not faith. It does not yet appear. And so as you believe God in his faithfulness, even in the midst of obvious contradiction, boy, that's when your faith is tried. I don't have any faith. I don't have to worry about my faith when I can see something. I can believe in it. But how about when you can't see it and you still believe? That's the trying of your faith. And it's not faith about a manifestation. It's faith in a person. It's trust in the character of the one who said that he would fulfill it and that he will fulfill it. And 25 years later, it was fulfilled in the life of him who was called a father all along, God calling those things that do not yet appear. Your faith is abounding exceedingly. And your love towards one another, because I'm going to tell you something. Love is where this thing is going to end up at. Because it's love that fulfills all the law. Love is the fulfilling of the entire law. Love works no ill. I'm stuck on this. It's something, I'm hungry for that, aren't you? Love works no ill. We try to cut off the branches of the tree, and God says, look, the source is in me. And God's love is unconditional, unending. It's not fickle. He doesn't change his mind about you. There's nothing about you that's a surprise to him. All along the way, he knows you're down-sitting. He knows your uprising. He knows everything. There's not a thought in your head or a word in your mouth that he doesn't know it before it appears. And yet he loves you unconditionally because he can't do anything else. He is love. And love is the only power that will break every prison that holds us captive and release us into that nature to where we are a people that are captivated by that love that works no ill, no ill to its neighbor. And that's the end of the commandment, is love out of a pure heart that only a new covenant can bring forth. Amen? Been a great night. Good start, really good start. So, resurrection life. God's words carry resurrection life in them. They really do. So let's stand and go forth in the power of that. Brother Dan's got a song for us. We're going to come and give. It's been our tradition here at Ava that it's our offering and our love to you to provide the expenses of this convention, and the offerings will go to the ministry that have come. So come and give as the Lord will bless you.
I'm just waiting for Bethany. Thank you. Actually, I wasn't part of the draft.